What is going on, New England and beyond? Wednesday night, The Room Podcast. Welcome, people. Tommy Shayhood.
What's up, buddy? Cheers.
How are you?
Nice to see you.
Wednesday after late afternoon. No, early night. What do you call this? 8 o'clock at night, 7:30 when we get here.
It's like dusk or something.
Is that what it's called?
Maybe. Dusk is like when the sun is just going down and it's fucking dark out there.
That's a scary word, dusk. You don't use that during the summer, do you?
Yeah, you do.
Do you do dusk?
From dusk till dawn.
That's a I was just going to mention that, too. I couldn't think of
the
it
movie?
Fast enough. Yes,
love
great
it.
Movie. Wasn't
yep.
that fucked up?
Yeah, it was a good one.
Quentin Tarantino
mm-hmm.
movie.
I watched that a lot
pretty,
when I was a teenager under influences.
Crazy. Who's that? Samantha something, the dancer in the beginning?
Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek. Is she married to Mike? Here we go with women's names again. Say it slowly for me.
Selma. Hayek.
So easy.
She's a babe.
I make too much out of it.
Yep.
She's a babe. Is she married to somebody, Michael Douglas or something? Or
no,
is that someone else?
That's Catherine Zeta-Jones. I fucked that name
up. Are they
up.
Mexicans? Like, what's going on? What's
she's something.
Something there.
She's
beautiful.
Spanish.
That's what they
are. Zeta-Jones. She's a babe, too.
All right. So, Tommy.
Is her?
It's been a couple weeks, man.
Yeah, we were off last week.
Yeah, we were a little consistent. We got two in a row.
Yeah. It was like three in a row.
Did we get three in a row?
Yeah.
Three podcasts.
Or four.
In a row.
Four. No, it's three.
I don't know if we sound good or not. Oh, that's sound check, Tommy. Go ahead.
Yeah, do it. How you doing?
Did we get three in a row?
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
you see, we've been doing this show, what, a couple of years ago?
Yeah,
the
2 years,
a couple
me
years,
and you.
But we've had these mics maybe the same amount of time.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
Got the same mic the whole
tonight
time.
We learned how to use them. Right?
Yeah, we learned
fucking
that,
learned that
knob.
The volume has been down like for fucking 2 years.
It's always sounded good, though.
Yeah, well, you sound like 100% sexier than I do. I'm
so?
Not even in the sexy category.
Well,
you're for
the neighborhood. You are. You know that's your call.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's not thick though. I got to find some way to thicken the sound so I can
do
you know,
some breathing exercises. Open up your palate.
Not me. I mimic it on here. So
that's what I'm saying.
It does something. So
get a little bit of that bass
again. Tell me, 2 weeks. What have you been doing? Well, I sound all right.
Yeah, very good. What have I been doing?
Yeah.
Working jiu-jitsu. That's about it.
Summer's over.
It was a shitty weather weekend, so you know what I did? Nothing. Not true. We hung out with the wife. We went out and grabbed some dinner. There was a lot of things that went on this weekend. Nothing that I had tickets for, but all got like rained. There was the Harvest, the Freedom Rally in Boston, which people used to call the Hemp Fest. Big one. It's been going on for 36, 37 years. The big one in Boston. You know what I'm talking about? The big weed rally that's been in Boston for 35 years.
Okay.
And then the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival, which is the 25th anniversary of that. Also outdoors. Rained out. Korn at the Xfinity Center, Great Woods, near my house, outdoors. Rained out. Not rained out, but rained on.
Shitty
out.
Know
yeah,
shitty
out. No one wants to go to that place in the rain. And
they didn't reschedule these rain out things?
No. No rain.
One and done.
Yeah.
The Freedom Rally,
I'm surprised, could have done it the next day, but nope. So anyone who went to these things was wet.
So that's depressing for you since you had a busy summer of
I love
concerts
summer.
And getting fucked up and shit like that.
Yeah. Doesn't mean I'm not going to get fucked up, but, you know.
So what'd you do in the place of, would you play board games at home with the family?
Yeah,
like what,
video games, shows. That's, you know, as much as I love going outside and being active and also, you know, doing jiu-jitsu and working out and shit like that, I'm good at sitting my ass on the couch, playing video games, watching movies, hanging out, you know.
Cool. Well, we will actually get to MMA and jiu-jitsu and stuff like that, but, you know, we're reminiscing and talking life here.
Flapping our gums, like people say.
You did mention, watching shows and stuff, and mm-hmm. before the show, you did mention a documentary that has come out, and there's a little buzz about it, and I didn't know about it, but I do have Netflix, or my girlfriend has Netflix, so I'm going to check it out. Talk about that, Tommy. What
Mr.
were you saying?
McMahon, about Vince McMahon, the WWE, WWF. I heard it's going to be a barn burner. I'm reading a book about it right now, and I've been hip to this shit for years. I listen to tons of podcasts and I've read other books about the nonsense that this guy has pulled off and gotten away with for 40 years. So
all knew he was creepy.
Oh yeah.
Like we even like, you know, back in the day, but now you know, you just knew all that fucking shit going on, that theatrical crazy shit between his daughter, his wife,
exactly.
All that fucking
his
naughty
daughter.
Shit. He's getting a fucking striptease on the fucking, you 100%
know, 100% putting people's face in his ass
just
and you're fired and stuff.
Stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean, a genius made something from nothing. I was a big fan of wrestling from when I was a child, pretty much just my child and teenage years. I kind of stopped. As soon as I started really enjoying MMA, the wrestling kind of just, I didn't do it for me anymore. I love the culture. I love the old shit, retro stuff, all the old characters and stuff. It's funny. It's a funny culture. It's
it
carnival
was good
shit.
Stuff, but it got a little, what, a little too razzle dazzle, a little too gayish,
probably.
A little too fucked
maybe.
Up,
a little too weird,
a little too porn.
Yeah,
kinda,
yeah, exactly. A little too raunchy. I mean, the raunchy shit in the 90s was fun, but
there's 12-year-olds in the very influenced kind of ages there watching these shows, and you know, I know it's
a fine line of entertainment.
Crazy.
It's essentially like carnival workers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Flim flam men.
Who are very fucking great, like, you know, monsters in great shape and fucking flip around. But anyway, Tommy, so the show is about the behind the works of Vince McMahon.
I think
It, you know, when I started watching it in the beginning, you know, he was just a reporter, the side guy,
the play-by-play,
and he was kind of get picked on a lot.
Yeah, that
you
was
know,
a stick.
By the fighters, they would like fuck with him.
He was already the owner,
but you didn't think of him as a tough guy, but you knew he had some kind of build. Like he was always kind of a
solid
guy.
He was doing steroids.
But my friends would my brothers, all my older brothers would always mention that. Look at like Vince, you know. And we used to laugh and laugh about it. But there's a lot of stuff, you know, you knew he was weird, but there's a lot of, you know,
bad
Puff
stuff.
Daddy shit going on in
the
back,
rape
right?
and the assaults and stuff. That's the line. I was going to say it's a fine line, but it's not a fine line. If you know someone's creepy, like you said, the P. Diddy's, the Harvey Weinstein's, the Vince McMahon's, that's one thing. But if it's getting to the lines of assault, rape, fucking taking advantage of people while you're in power, using money and career opportunities against them, that's not correct. I hate that shit.
And that's there's a lot on the show about that.
Yeah,
and Vince McMahon didn't know that was kind of the direction they were going to take on it.
How could he not have?
Yeah, you know, you're out there.
Yeah,
it's like, but, you know, he's... How old is he? 70 now?
He's got to be older than that.
So he's getting a little fucked up in the brain.
Totally.
So he's like, he's on a power trip probably still.
Oh, always. He's never won't be. He probably thought that the
he could outsmart him.
He probably thought that the documentary was going to be a little about his bullshit, but going to make him look good. Just like every other work in wrestling. But I don't think so.
So it's a few episodes?
Yeah,
series?
I'm not 100% sure. Nope, haven't seen it yet.
I just came out today.
Yeah,
it just came out today.
I think so, yeah, because like literally when I was just at the beer store, two people texted me when I was getting beer at the store. Literally, two people right after there. Yo, you seen this documentary? So.
Fuck. I got to be in work for 3 a.m, which means I have to be up at 2:15 to make it for 3.
Watch it
tomorrow. So I might watch one episode
tonight.
After the show tonight, we'll check in next week about it. Maybe we'll follow that long, have people check in.
Every time I try to watch something after the show, I fucking fall asleep during it. So I don't think I'll be doing that tonight, but tomorrow.
Well, Tommy, you know, so recapping, you're a couple of weeks out of here. Recapping mine, nothing.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Nothing. I joined a band.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy. I think I say that every week, or I say I want to join a band every week. But my drums are not in here, Tommy. They are not, right? They are not in.
You can't hear the snare.
A few pieces are here, but that is another drum set that I'm making, a little bop kit for the podcast room. But Tommy's got the Neil Peart drum right there. So I'm selling that drum. It's an eight inch Gretsch.
8 inch.
Catalina Maple. I do not use it.
It's a
never
nice
used
sound.
It.
Nice tone
yes,
sound.
It's got a nice,
right?
Nice high pitched, you know, 80s, Tom Sawyer sound.
Sure, little Tommy.
I also have a snare to match. I don't want to get off topic too much, but I am making a bop set because my drums are at a new rehearsal spot.
Yep.
And, I teamed up with a couple of guys I played with in the 90s.
Shit.
And one's
like
a singer,
then?
One's a guitar player, and we have a potential, we're getting our shit together, but all we need is a bass, and we're ready to go. But the more the merrier, I say in like two to three months, we'll be hot and heavy, hopefully playing out there.
Sick, dude.
Playing some classic rock. You know, we got some Rod Stewart in, we might throw a...
What Rod song?
Hot Legs we're doing. Hot legs.
Oh yeah, okay, no doubt. Like that's a deep track.
Yes, yes, we're doing stuff like that. It's some petty
cool,
shit.
Cool.
We're doing you know, Greg Kim. We're doing Eddie Money.
Killer dude.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Those are hard, man.
Beatles.
What Beatles song?
And Sawyer standing there, and I saw.
Is that the name of the song?
I don't fucking name it. Well, she was just 17.
I know the song. Beatles.
And the way she looked.
Listen to yourself. You sound great, dude. You should sing, too. You're going to be fucking
done. I'm going to try. I want to do backgrounds, but I got to learn all the songs. I got to learn 35 songs, but they're kind of learning them with me.
Sure. Oh, good.
They do know them, but it's getting them tight together. So we are, we got a set pretty much down. Big set, an hour set, 13 to 15 songs.
Any shows coming up?
No, we got to wait. Yeah. We want to get tight.
Yeah, you want to get good first. Yep.
We just started getting together. My singer is, he used to be in a Motley Crue tribute band. Oh, he has that. He was in a Skid Row.
Sick. You got to have
stuff
the pipes.
Like that.
Sebastian Bach, I think he had the best voice because I'm not the biggest 80s hair band. Like, not really. I don't really like Motley Crue and shit. Cannot going to take anything away from them. They're a bunch of fucking wastoids, which is funny.
Yes.
Tommy Lee's a legend.
But they had some good thick songs.
Yeah, man. You can't take anything away from them. Just my opinion.
This
is
dance song. Yeah, 80s dance, man.
Yeah, I like the heavier shit, so those fucking guys are a bunch of nerds.
Do fucking, Red Hot.
Tommy Lee.
I'm just coming out with that fucking as the first song of the second set of the fucking cover club. Fucking great.
That sounds cool. Make sure, if you have a show, I'm sure you'll tell me. To go.
It'll be everywhere. I'm excited. The lead singer is known around the area. He's my age, maybe 55 or so like that. I did have a birthday a couple of weeks ago, by the way. I turned 58. If you didn't know, I'm 58.
58 years young, baby.
All I got is like what are those called?
Crow's eyes.
Crow's feet. Injection here.
Don't get an injection. No, don't
work
do that.
A couple of hours overtime. Don't. Get an injection. Look, Tommy, I'm only kidding. Relax over there. Fucking relax.
a little lotion on there is fine. I won't make fun of you about that.
Yeah.
Someone recently thought at the gym, fucking Justin, I'll shout you out. He thought that I dyed my fucking hair because my beard is so gray. I'm like, are you fucking?
Oh,
because
your hair don't.
Hair is fucking black.
Well, that's the same thing with me. I don't have much gray in hair, but I have gray all in hair.
Yeah, I was like, bro.
I've been painting.
You think
fucking,
I fucking dye my hair and not my beard?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Why am I going to do that? I'm a married man.
Young kid,
he doesn't
know, right?
Yeah, no.
Fucking no.
Yeah, he's not that young, but he's just fucking. He doesn't.
Walt Anderson says, "Hey, what's up, Walt? What is up? Well, I still have a bunch of your." UFC gear you gave me, like fight shirts. I got a couple of them hanging over there. I have gloves. I have a shirt and shorts from Justin Poirier.
Nice.
Anthony Smith, Brian Ortega.
Yeah,
thank you, Walt Anderson, for all that fucking memorabilia that
you
sent me.
You got those?
Yeah, nice. He sent me all that shit.
I was just
going
to say, how'd you get those?
Because he did, I guess he did some posters from some from signings, and he got that shit for me. And
very cool.
I appreciate it. Made that for me. Got me on that magazine, 24 Inc. Yeah, a lot of history with me and Walt.
Very cool, very cool.
So, all right, Tommy, let's get to a little MMA.
Sure. Speaking of Brian Ortega, did you watch the Sphere UFC?
I did watch a couple of fights. Yep. The streams weren't working that great. I saw a lot of complaints on Facebook about anyone got a fucking good stream. They were hard to get going.
Yeah, see, I had a good stream.
Did you?
Yep.
I didn't. I went through two of them. I was trying.
Like weird streams?
Usually works. Like, you got to play with it a little bit. So you got to play with it a little bit.
You do. You got to.
But it comes in. This was just not working. Maybe. I would X out, go back. And
maybe Dana White fucking has you locked in.
No, something's going on. I know. I saw complaints. A couple of fighters on Facebook, poor like me, looking for the free stream,
Call your boy.
His ass fucking kicked, man. Yeah, I've never seen him get that.
No, he didn't look in
destroyed
shape.
Ever.
Nope, he's playing too much Fortnite or something.
I don't know. Plus, he got caught. Oh, man, that combo he got caught with. My God. Mm-hmm. How do you find his head?
He leads with his face in the last couple of fights, man. He looks like he takes the damage.
He did. He did this fight. Yep. What was the other big one?
Sean O'Malley made me lose my parlay.
Yeah, now he's coming back. Fucking, I wouldn't have bet on him. I was hoping he didn't win, but now he's still going around saying that he won. What,
I think
round
he's trolling.
1, 3, and 5. Yeah, of course he is. He's just
because he did not win any of those.
And
rounds.
And he's not fighting for another year. He said
we'll
so.
See.
He's got nothing but to.
I think he'll have a good comeback. I mean,
yeah, he'll be fine. He's probably just getting some little things done.
He defended his title pretty well, surprisingly, and he's good at manifesting shit. You know what I'm saying? So he's like mind
did
over matter.
Did he actually defend his title? Or did he just win it?
No, he beat Cheeto. Did he beat Aljo again? Remember he beat the fuck out of Cheeto Santino?
Yeah. All right. That was defended. All right. I was happy to see him go away for a little while, even though he's still chattering. It's not as intense. So
yeah, he could take
fuck O'Malley. My son likes him.
I like him too.
I know, you know, he's a likable guy, but
I didn't like him at first
because
he was so weird looking.
I just wanted him to lose. And plus he fought Chris Motino.
Yep.
And I wanted Motino.
Well, he
to
beat
win,
the shit out of Chris.
But Chris didn't give up.
And he gave Chris his props.
Jesus, yes, definitely. Yep. Fucking
he
Chris.
Didn't
and
have
look,
a bad thing.
Did you see? Let's get to MMA. So did you see that Chris Motino is fighting Cupcakes Campbell in a rematch?
Yep, I did see that.
Do you know I was cage sides for that fight at CES? And I think I have like the only footage other than CES, which is probably fucking missing now. It wasn't on Fight Pass. Of that fight, cage side, I would say it was an upset because Chris was CES's guy at at that time. Johnny Cupcakes, I think, had fought for CES maybe once. 100% Cage Titans guy. And he came in and he took it to Chris Motino. All props to Chris Motino because he survived the fucking onslaught.
Johnny's a bad
Tommy man. Had to give it, I mean, Johnny had to give it all to finish Chris. Mm-hmm. And he didn't finish him. Chris never gave up. I mean, the ref called it. But they are rematching at Cage Titans.
Nice. Yep.
So this is probably a fight that, you know, like Chris has been in the UFC. Yeah. He fought O'Malley.
Yep.
He's on a tear on the regional circuit again under the cartel. And I'm sure this fight has been in the back of his mind. It's been there. It hasn't been probably itching at him, but now brought up by Cage Titans.
Yep.
It's a great fight.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. A lot of people go see that one.
So congratulations, Cage Titans, on a great fucking matchup there. Chris Motino against Cupcakes Campbell. I love both guys.
Yeah,
you know
it'll be
mean?
A good one.
You know, good for them.
Yep, that'll be a barn burner.
I haven't talked to Chris in years. Like, ever since, he made his UFC debut when he got that late notice fight against Sean.
Yep.
But, you know, guy, like... I do with most of the fighters. Once they go to the UFC or something, I mean, they're in the hands of the fucking big guys.
Yep.
And it's like, I was more for the guys.
We'll give them their props
and
everything.
Yeah, definitely. But, always a class act. Oh, Chris Motino and Johnny Cupcakes, great fight. I wish them both well.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be a fight that I'll go to.
Yeah,
maybe that'll
we'll
be a Cage Titans I will go to in November. I think November 6th. I could be totally fucking wrong on that, but
I think
it's
close.
It's around there.
Yep.
So Chris Motino, I did see that Andrew Valdina, one of my favorites in the in the New England MMA community.
Yep. Good friend of the show.
Yes. He mentioned that he is looking for sponsors today for a possible fight announcement coming up soon. So, Andrew is 100% Cage Titans guy.
Yep.
And knowing that Cage Titans got a card November 6th or so, I would say he's fighting for them. But, speaking to him in the past, he did want to travel a little bit. He did want to, expand his horizons in different, in different eyes
different
across
circuits.
New England's different challenges. Because there's fighters out there that fight for some organizations that won't come to Cage Titans. They want you to go to their world. So,
They don't want to go out of state.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be... out of the question for the Gladiator to walk up to Maine or walk up to Combat FC and take someone out in their backyard.
That'd be cool.
I would think he's leading toward Cage Titans because it's a 6-week camp and it's around home and it's around Christmas and he'll make a ton of money in Plymouth. So kudos to you, bro.
He did commentary at the last one a couple weeks ago.
Oh, we're talking about Andrew Valdina, and, he's watching the show. So maybe he can give us some insight. I don't think he's going to spill some beans. Mike Polvia is watching.
What up, boys?
Jeff Clark, there's 4 events that weekend on the same night.
Sheesh.
Meaning
is that
better
CES
see
too?
You November 9th is Cage Titans 68. So, yes, Michael, I will be there. Can you leave a ticket for me and my girlfriend if she has the night off? Which she doesn't. She had last one off, but
it was
my birthday, so I wanted to stay around home. We were drinking, and I didn't want to travel drinking like that. Even though we did go to Block Island the next day, but it's a ferry ride.
Yeah.
You know? But yes, we will be there November 9th. I will go to Cage Titan 68. So Andrew Vadina, hopefully he's on that card.
Yeah, that'll be a crazy night.
So you mentioned Andrew doing commentary.
Yep.
He's always been a guy that can speak. Oh,
he's
that's
got
for
fight
sure.
knowledge. Absolutely.
So that, you know, that card, let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Let me actually, Tommy, before we get to that.
Before.
You know, I'm going to recap on Tommy. Tommy, I just opened another beer. Tommy did, you know, you did get your fourth stripe
yep.
on your purple belt for Triforce
yep,
MMA. And you did have, you know, your little ceremony there.
Yep.
So just to recap on that. But a lot of stuff going on with, you know, Triforce as a gym. Also, we want to give them props.
Always moving forward.
So how's your second week as a, or third week as a fourth, I'm going to say fourth degree purple belt.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Fourth degree. Tommy. Good. Same shit. Getting my workouts in. Getting good, man. A lot of good people, you know. As you get a little more advanced, then you start getting the beatings more, you know. The fucking higher belts really turn it up, you know. John Duma was dodging me today. Yeah, right.
Was he really?
Well, we were going to get one, and then I came back, and he was already going. And he said that he wasn't going. He just was getting a technique down. And I said, oh, yeah,
well,
you know.
John's been hitting the head a lot. He forgets things, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
He kind of forgets.
Exactly.
You know?
I love going with him because he fucking beats the shit out of me.
Just imagine.
He's a black belt, man.
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah. Technique and just
and
leverage.
And calmness.
And it's crazy.
Yep. And MMA dudes who are also jiu-jitsu practitioners are just, it's a different level.
A lot of stuff with a couple of fighters other than John Duma. John Duma is, you know, a seasoned MMA fighter as far as that. But now he is the coaching staff there.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's great how, you know, they just go from the fighter, the, you know, the guy that's watching everyone, and now they're that guy that guiding along the younger guys. But we did speak before the show started about Saheeb Jackson.
Yep.
Lots of stuff going on with him.
Yep.
He is fighting for CES again, I do believe, or the next card. He is their guy.
I don't know if he has a booked next fight, but my man Damani Burns, who's also in that, announced today that he's fighting on that next CES card.
And do you know the date of that next?
I think that must be what Jeff was just saying, the same day. So it must be that same day.
Oh, so November 9th.
Must be. I don't know exactly, but Jeff just said there was four different events that night, and it does sound like that CES night is that.
Excellent. Yeah. Before we, because I'm going to get to a little Triforce stuff, because Saheeb, he had a big write-up.
Yep.
He seems to have every write-ups after every fight or before every fight, but I think he's 3-0 now.
Yep.
All finishes. He's
quick
ruthless.
Finishes.
He's ruthless, and you know, Triforce guy. There's a lot of history.
He needs a good
guy.
Challenge. It seems like he hasn't been challenged.
But I forgot I was going to say something before that. But we will get to it right now. So we got Saheeb right here. Do you know who this woman is?
Yeah,
is
she's it? She's a reporter for Channel 10 there.
Get the fuck out of here. So really, they're coming down to see, you know, Saheeb get some training.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that is. I think so. Like Channel 10 is like the fucking news.
Can I show
thing,
this?
Right?
All right. Oh, before God I damn. Tear my horse. So let me put the sound on. Shit, I missed it. All right, wait a minute. Let it go by. So explain this again. Was there a camera crew? Did you see this happening?
I think I did, but briefly. I don't really fucking pay attention, especially when I'm smoked from practice. But click on her name or something. She's whatever whatever that is.
I will. Let me just get to the beginning of this. I want you people to hear this. I want to get thrown off Facebook and YouTube and shit.
There's no music, I don't think.
It's not going to, though. This him?
Oh, it's just giving her pointers and shit, of course.
Yeah.
But Saheeb.
You're trying to be Miss Rhode Island, right? Cannot have anybody touching that shit.
Is that Miss Rhode Island? You're trying to be Miss Rhode Island?
Trying to be, maybe. Maybe she's a pageant kid.
So she's a reporter and looking to be Miss Rhode Island.
Hey.
Well, she looks better than a lot of the candidates that I've seen in the past for Miss Rhode Island.
So he's about to give her a black eye.
Will you fucking stop it? Did he really?
No.
Oh.
You never know, though. Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah, you never know.
The moneymaker.
Get the fuck out of here. Look at the arms on that kid.
Yeah.
155? Saheeb?
I think so.
So don't know Saheeb as far as... we don't know. I would imagine he's being brought along by Pete and...
Yep. Yeah. Those guys.
The Jeffrey brothers there.
Yeah.
But he's not under management yet. I would imagine
I would imagine
the New England Cartel and Tyson Chatier would be looking at Saheeb. And speaking of Saheeb and Tyson Chatier, Andrew Valdina just said, hopefully I can get a convo with us. So he's got a fight announcement coming up, or maybe he's waiting for the dotted line signing of his opponent.
Yeah, anytime. Not even just Wednesdays. If you need
exactly. But yeah, definitely. We're getting back into this shit. Yeah, come on in. It's kind of hard, but look, hear me like stuttering. Come on in.
Sorry.
There's plenty of room in here now that I have no drum set in here, but I, like I said, I will have the bop set in here. But like you said, there's no like snare resonating in here.
We never shut it off first.
Yeah, I never shut it off. Forget it.
What do you, is there a name for when you shut off the snare? Like when you drop those?
It just kind of, I forgot what it's called, but it just goes into a tom mode.
Yeah, there's a name for everything.
Remember John Bonham used to do the hands, just play with his hands?
Yeah.
Well, he used to make the snare like that a lot. Like
he dropped the
snare.
So
it's like a bongo kind of sound, you know?
No doubt.
So what else do we have? We had Comet FC that had, Jay Perrin with a big fucking fight last week. Also, Don Shaynis.
Jerry.
Cage Titan 67. Don Shaynis and Jerry went at it toe-to-toe, throwing bombs at each other. Even, tired bombs, you know what I mean? They were just fucking slinging shit, but still. Good for Don, staying in, that was their first win. Don came off a loss, and so did Jerry against the same guy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Same guy that won the title at Combat FC. Forgot his fucking, Damian Nelson. That was both their last losses, and they fought each other to get back in the win column. So, God, Cage Titans with some good fucking matchups.
Legendary.
Good background. Yeah. On like the fights and shit like that.
Yep, they have the stories. They do a lot of good promotion. You know,
Was Jay Perrin the main event, or was I think Jay Perrin was the main event, and Don Shaynis was like second or third. Yeah, but it's a good card.
Yeah,
not the hype. The card before that with Joe Giannetti got and stuff like that. But still a great card with great amateurs and always great.
Always a good product.
So Combat FC 8 was the Friday night before that.
Oh, yeah, in Wilmington.
And, a great card. Again, I saw, a couple of people involved. Well, not saw.
I saw Mike Tyson was there.
Not Combat FC 8. You sure it wasn't the one in New York?
No. I thought I saw Mike Tyson there, though.
Someone clarify that. Was Mike Tyson at Combat FC 8? I know he's in New York.
Yeah.
He hangs there for there. There's a New York promotion. Forgot the name of it. Sorry out there. But I have been to it. It's held at a casino in New York. I forgot the name of the fucking the promotion. It's pretty good. But anyone knows that, throw that. But was Mike Tyson at Combat FC 8? But to get back at Combat FC 8.
You pulled the picture, I'd probably do it.
Yeah, I should. But I don't want to. Oh, I keep fucking playing the same thing over and over with fucking this. The reporter and shit. I'm getting sued 700 times right now.
No, it's good. Good promotion.
But Combat FC, I saw that a couple of people that associated with them said it was a great
good.
Night of cards. It was blood, a tooth lost or a tooth found.
What
in the cage? Yeah, you're gonna make me do it, aren't you?
I didn't make you do anything.
You're gonna make me fucking go to Combat FC. I didn't go to Cage. Well, maybe I'll go to Cage Titans too. But do they show the tooth over here somewhere? All right, we'll just flash through Combat FC shit since we're over here. They do. Look at this kid right here helping his fellow man wake up. Watch. He knocks him out, and he's going to pick his legs up like, hey, ref, let me help out here. Watch.
I don't think that works. Is that real? I think that's total bullshit.
My girlfriend's a nurse, and she goes, what's he doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, why? You don't do that to revive people? She looked at me like, what's
smashing that? Yeah, someone's out cold. They fucking... So he got knocked out, and he was doing that. That doesn't make sense.
What do you mean? He didn't get knocked out. He was doing it to the guy that got knocked out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That guy got knocked out, so he grabbed his legs to put
him up.
But normally you would do that like when someone gets choked out because like you're going to get the blood back.
Oh, you're right.
And that's,
that's
also bullshit anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. So
if I got choked out and someone grabbed my legs, I would not be happy.
I don't remember what happened at Combat FC 8, to tell you the truth, but I'll just flash through their shit. But there were some people that said it was a great card, and they needed that card. I don't know what was so great about it, but I'm just fucking, I don't know. It was good fights. I mean, good regional fights. And, maybe if I was there live, I could appreciate it a little more. But I know Nostos, you see right here, I think they won two or three fucking titles. There's Kyle Hill there.
Yeah, he's fighting someone coming up.
Well, he was supposed to fight. I think his fight fell through, and then he did a grappling match here against somebody else's whose fight fell through.
I thought
also.
He was supposed to fight someone good coming up. I can't remember though.
He might be. Oh yeah, this was the card with Mike Joliker and Fred Sphere.
Yep.
And Fred ended up winning a unanimous decision in a 5-round fight.
Yep.
I don't know how good the fight was. I don't know much about it. I'm sorry about that. But you know. You know, it's not my only thing.
We had Mike
fill
on.
Me in. I'll have you on the show. If Fred wants to come on, you can always come on a Wednesday night. Just message me. Same thing. Valdina. I got to get with Valdina. I'm not even looking at this. Cam Rimnisky.
Oh, yeah. We know Cam.
Mike was at Cage Wars.
Oh.
That's what it is. Nice. I told you. Yeah, it was Cage Wars that Mike Tyson was at.
Good looks, Cam.
Thank you, Cam.
Where was that? Is that New York?
Yes, that's what I mentioned. I went to see them at a concert. So Cam would know about that because he lives in Connecticut. Yeah. He's fought. That's, you know, that's kind of their, I don't want to say they're Maine, but they're like New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You know, people from here go to New Hampshire, combat zone and shit to fight. So that's cool. Thank you for that.
Yeah, good clarification.
Kyle Pufal, who was just on Neff. We never talk about Neff anymore. He just fought on Neff, and I think he had like a 6-second knockout of Grady Wall, who fights for Evolution Athletics. And I'm very happy that you took out that gym. I'm not a fan of that, and they're not a fan of mine either.
There you go. Yeah, perfect.
Thank you for doing that for me.
Yep.
But
that was a very respectful way of you saying that.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. But anyway, thank you for that, Kyle. So he's a beast. He fought for Cage Titans before. Fought Miguel Sevenston, I do believe. I think it was them two in a fucking amateur war. But now I do believe I know Miguel's a pro. I think Kyle's a pro. Was that a – no, was that a – no, that – yeah, I think that might have been a pro fight. Might have been their first one or second one. I don't know. Hopefully, if it's not, if it is, congratulations. If it's not, congratulations on a great fucking knockout, 6-second knockout anyway.
Either way, the win's a win.
So here I go fucking staying with all this shit.
Here you go.
Same stuff on here. But we're still with Combat FC. This kid, Joel Gonzalez, man, this was, I think, an upset. He's from the same area as Cameron Remnitsky, and he got knocked out. And he's, you know, that shit happens, man. It's going to make you stronger. This kid was fucking.
Yeah, you get caught.
Wow. This kid he fought, man, is, you know, no joke if you do that to that kid. Sorry if I don't know you, but like I said, call in. We'll get to know you.
Yeah, let's know you. Let's do it.
We'll get to know you.
Yeah, you got a good W.
Get me back into things here, but we'll get Al Valdina on. If Ian mentioned something this week, maybe we'll have him on the following week. I would imagine Cage Titans will have him on Monday. I would imagine Cage Titans will do some announcements Monday. That is, it's fucking the last week of September.
Yep.
All they got is 4 weeks until fight week, basically, about 4 weeks, a little more than 4 weeks till fight week. I'm sure they're going to be announcing fights. So, and if I'm going to go to that card, I'm going to start, talking about it a little bit. You know what I mean? So if you want to call in on a Wednesday night, not necessarily for Cage Titans, for any organization, anybody to do with anything in the MMA or music world, call in. We'll have you on, or you can come in live. Tommy would love to... sit across the table with you.
Fuck yeah. My wife was laughing about how we were talking about how, or you were talking about how you wanted to be the National Enquirer and shit. Remember that conversation?
My girlfriend mentioned that. Yeah. My girlfriend goes, "You're not really going to do that, are you?"
So we pretty much already are.
Yeah, but I could go ruthless. I see, dude, I'm in a couple of group chats that people see things everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like with other MMA guys that are following MMA guys or following fans. Or ring girls.
Yeah, yeah, with
the
ear to the fucking...
And they see things, and they see comments, or they see people's stories. People, listen, if you really want to know what's going on there, look at people's Instagram stories or Facebook stories, because it only lasts for 24 hours.
Yeah, so they feel...
And erases. Yeah. So they don't feel like an asshole if they put something up there, and they're like, shit, should I take it down, or shouldn't I... You know it's going in 24 hours, so... That's where I get a lot of my info. I'm not a troll nowadays. Yeah. I used to be a mad troll. And now it was just not just the negative stuff. It was like Andrew Valdina today mentioning, you know, I got friends that I watch and their shit goes on my...
High friends and low places.
Exactly. But, you know, I see their stuff first. You know what I mean? So I see what's going on. But, I see the... the dirty work.
Read between the lines.
The dirty shit that happens outside the cage. Oh, and yeah. Just dirt.
Everywhere there's
that stuff.
Shit.
I mean, you know, fighters get picked on and stuff. They're fucking in the limelight. They get shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shit on all the time. They're human, you know?
And they fight for a living, so,
you know. Yeah, Jeff Clark saying yes with a huge KO. So, Jeff Clark, I did get my own cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
I did when on my birthday, my boss was at my birthday on, it wasn't like a birthday party, but at Black Island.
The postmaster?
You could say that.
He
bought me a fucking cowboy hat. There was a guy selling cowboy hats at Block Island at the when I was watching the band, and I got a nice black one.
Are you gonna wear it now when you're drumming?
Yeah, I think I am. I'm gonna do
you
something.
You and Jeff could fucking.
No, I think my drumming decor or my drumming outfit's gonna be nothing. Golf shirt, and glasses.
Yeah,
I'm telling
that's you.
I'm telling you. But yes, we did mention the, so go on with your wife when you mentioned,
cause we were
should we go that way a little bit?
Yeah. Cause you're like, oh yeah, I want to be the National Enquirer into dirt. And she's like, and that's just what we're saying. She's like, yeah, you guys like already are, you already are a fucking trashy.
Yeah, a little
fucking
bit, but we could be a little, there's like I was saying, yeah. There's a lot more out there that could, I don't want to hurt people.
No.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
No. Yeah, exactly.
If it's funny, yeah. You know, if there's
more
a meme
funny,
up there.
Yeah, no.
But some of it's hurtful.
Yeah.
It's funny in the start with, but if it keeps going, escalating, because there's crazy fucking people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Fighters and significant others and shit like that. Yeah. You've seen it. Another fighter, his wife, just to get it to dirt, there was a big dialogue with a fighter and his wife in the last, 3 years, a divorce or back and forth.
Yep.
And the fighter's wife just got nailed for drunk driving.
Oh, nice.
And that was plastered all over the fucking
messenger's
feeds.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't posted, but it was thrown in my But everyone knows it, but no one's going to say anything. Mm-hmm. And it's been a fucking seesaw of a drama-filled divorce.
Dirt slinging.
Well-known fighter and wife, and that happens, man.
Sure.
But TMZ does it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Why can't I just throw a little thing out there, right? Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yep.
Why can't I just give a little info? It's all over Facebook, and you know what I mean. But that's what I'm saying.
But you, like you
that,
said,
I could do that.
That's hurtful.
Oh, I already did it. Shit.
But you didn't say names.
I didn't say names.
No,
but people know. People know. It's a sad situation, but it's still news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe it's if you just report.
Like my friends, I'm not, you know, Angel Valdina.
If you reported it in a tasteful way.
If Angel Valdina was caught in a brothel or something like that. Yeah. And with amazing, with beautiful women all over him, and you know, he got arrested, I wouldn't post that.
he's probably loving that. This is what he's saying.
People are Googling his name right now. But
exactly.
You know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's like,
totally.
If you're my buddy and you're my friend, if some bad shit's happening, I'm not going to fucking.
I mean, if your buddy is P. Diddy, you're going to talk shit.
Yes, basically, yeah. If I know I can't be touched anymore, like he's in jail or something like that. So,
which he is.
He's going to die.
Suicide watch.
Do you think so?
He might get suicided a lot. I think he's got dirt on a lot of people.
You know what I mean? It's people just don't.
Hopefully he's using all that baby oil to to fend off the fucking homies or something. You know what I'm saying? In jail.
What's with the baby oil, by the way?
You need sometimes, the
lube.
Sometimes
lube.
You need
I
lube.
I see so many lube. Fucking.
Sometimes you need lube.
So
bro.
was he partaking in a lot of homosexual activities or is he
homosexual,
was
heterosexual?
He using lube for everything.
Probably that. And you know, if you're rich, might as well just buy in bulk.
So what do they have tabs on him buying? Like where the lube?
I think that they raided his house and found it.
And they found gallons of
lube. Yeah, like pallets full and shit.
I heard that they had gallons of Ethiopian breast milk or something.
What? I didn't hear that.
That he was drinking.
What? Ethiopian breast milk? Do they produce milk? They don't have food over there.
Some foreign country shit.
What?
He was getting breast milk.
That sounds a little
ridiculous.
And
that's what he was drinking. I don't know.
I didn't hear that one.
I don't know.
I haven't really been.
He's lubing up Justin fucking Timberlake or whatever his name. Who? Justin Bieber.
Yeah, both those guys probably. They're both probably in on it. Oprah, Jay-Z.
You see Ice Cube the other day, he was doing a concert, and he made sure in between the concert that he mentioned that he's never been to a Puff Diddy party.
Good, I believe it. Yeah, those guys are cool.
Fuck,
Puff Daddy
man.
Is never cool. All those guys are fucking not cool.
So anyway, I keep forgetting this.
Ice Cube is cool.
Ice Cube has always been cool.
Yeah.
You know, famous guys, you never know. They're all drugged up. They're on that fucking hallucinating shit. He might have dabbled in, but he's still Ice Cube.
Maybe he went to a freak out party.
Yeah, never know. His own, you know what I mean? Exactly. He got fucking stuck with a buddy and with like four other girls in a bed and something happened. Hey, he's like, he'll still fucking, he's still a man.
He's like, call Diddy and get the lube.
You never put it past any of these fucking stars. These people when you're super millions, rich, tens of you power never goes know to your head. What. Eating babies and shit.
Maybe.
I'm telling you.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe Ethiopian
babies.
There's
a lot of stuff going on. I'm telling you, I'm going to look that up.
Do it.
It's going to come out. I'm telling you. There's gallons of it.
That takes a long
anyway,
time. They just like go it over there. They import the Ethiopian.
Steve's acting.
What did he say?
Jeff Clark says Steve's acting like he's never went to a Diddy party.
Yeah, freak out party.
Fucking hey, we've had a couple of Diddy parties in the fucking parking lot of some of these shows.
Don't say
we?
That.
Have
you don't want to have a Diddy party.
No, not a Diddy party. Had some smoke out parties.
A Steve there, party.
Some Steve parties. Tommy, let's get back to MMA, bud. What time is it? Oh my God, it's almost 9 o'clock. We're only going to go 45 minutes anyway. Yeah. It seems that we went a little longer with our little shit.
Talking about all these pieces of shit.
So what we're going to do each week is, if you want to call in. Most definitely, most of my buddies are going to be the ones calling in because I'm on a dialogue with them. But like I said, I'm Tommy and I are, you know, we're nice guys. Call, you know, message Tommy on Facebook. Message me on Facebook. Yep. You want to come in on a Wednesday night or call in on a Wednesday night between 8 and 9, do it. We're glad to have you on. The earlier, the better.
Yeah, we want all our peoples to call in.
Yeah, it's easy. Musicians, fighters, promoters.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. Reporters.
Call us.
Like you TMZ. Know, working for Triforce and
paparazzi.
Shit like that.
That's what you want to be. You want to be the MMA paparazzi.
I am the... No, someone call me the MMA shock jock.
There you go.
That's what I want to be. I want to be the MMA shock
jock. And that's kind of more... That's like more what you are.
I know, but... I've kind of mellowed out.
Because the shock jock, here we go. So this is kind of like what I think my wife Asha was like meaning that like the paparazzi and the TMZ and the National Enquirers are pieces of shit, like talentless. Shock jock, Howard Stern, these guys are good at what they do, you know?
Yeah, right. Those other guys are just trolling, fucking
being mean,
hassling you and shit.
Fucking
like
taking
that.
Pictures of your kids and shit, you know? No, paparazzi is negative pieces of shit. We don't like them. I mean, you know, sometimes
yes, I will
it.
Never be that. I will never be tracking down, right. like, say, a fighter cheating on his wife at a restaurant with a camera. I will never be doing that.
No. Unless it's you.
None of this has happened, people. I'm just fucking saying fucking fucked up shit that happens in Hollywood. And stuff.
Yeah.
So before we go, I'm going to give Cage Titan some love because they've given me love more than anyone ever has. In the New England MMA community. But I do see some new ring girls that might have made their way into the Cage Titans community. So I am going to go from that on up from their last card while Tommy and I talk about whatever.
That blonde girl's not new.
She's not new?
No.
All right, then. Mike's probably not on anymore, but he can people can answer. But we'll go through this. But Tommy, anything planned for the next week? Concerts? Anything going
My
on?
My birthday is Monday.
How old?
43.
43.
Yep.
Your birthday is Monday. That is not Virgo, right?
No, nope, Libra.
You're just off out of it, right?
Yep. September, Libra. That's me. The balance scales, man. But if they go off balance, you better watch out.
So that's what a Libra represent? You are that scale?
Something like that.
Measuring ounces and shit like that?
Yes, exactly.
Dude, I don't... This girl is not a Cage Titans fucking...
Yeah, seen her. She's
didn't When have you seen her?
At the Cage Titans events.
Mike... Will you clarify that?
I know.
Is that a Cage Titans new or older fucking...
she's been there a couple times.
I've never seen it before. Not that I know them all, but... No. I thought they had the same ones kind
of
the last...
I think that's one of them. I think that's
cards.
One of the same ones.
You might be right. You might be right.
There might have been other ones. They're all tattooed and shit. I don't fucking know. It's hard to keep up.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm right, though. It's just hard to keep track.
My daughter's all tattooed.
So is my wife and so am I.
Oh, you're right, then. I'm sorry for trying to throw you under the bus.
Today's your daughter's birthday.
No, it is today is National Daughter's Day.
Oh, that's why you posted
it. It's probably a Facebook fake fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But everyone else was posting it, so I said, I'll throw a picture of my beautiful daughter.
Nice.
Just to let you know, my daughter never takes pictures with me or without me for social media. She's off social media.
Yeah, she's pretty chill with that.
Yeah, she's good. Very chill.
Cool.
She's very,
good
but,
for her.
You know, she's very liberal. awesome chick, awesome girl. But she's not one of those girls that like takes pictures with her daddy and show it off and stuff like that.
No doubt.
I think we have four together since she's been, you know, 18.
Yep.
And I keep using the old ones and putting them up there, but I'm like, ow. She's like, good, because she goes, I don't look like that anymore, so people won't know.
Well, you put like a little kid picture of her.
I do that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I love that, doing that too. I love putting the old pictures up. If it's National Daughter's Day, then I get two amazing daughters.
Excellent.
Love you both.
One is back home.
Yeah, one just came back home from college last semester. She's going to be commuting. I'm very happy to have her back. I miss her when she's not there. And I have a 16-year-old daughter who's crushing it. Fucking, she's really good at drumming and band. She does the marching band, like A-plus shit, dude. And she's an A-plus student. She's all my kids. I couldn't be more proud of where they are right now. And yeah, I'm very happy for all my children.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
And anyone who follows me on my stuff knows that I'm constantly just like posting stuff of them, like family, fucking all that, you know.
As far as, you know, job, everything going great with that? The pot industry?
Today,
anything new in the pot industry?
Today or yesterday, I think today was my 3-month anniversary at this job.
And it's been, you know, since you left, you were at a steady place, and then, you know, you bounced in a place or two since. But, you know, it's, you know.
It's not an easy industry. There's a lot of ebbs and flows, and I have to zig when I zag. And
ebbs and flows.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Yes. So, and I have to zig and zag. Tommy, go on. I'm sorry to interrupt you,
no,
but
good.
That was awesome.
But now where I'm at right now, I think I'm sinking my teeth into it, and I can really do good at this company, which I have been, and contributing in the right way. And like you said, it's fucking weed industry, so it's not as easy as it seems. And, you know, it's making it happen.
Excellent. Well, as far as me, like I said, the band thing, you know, still I'm still in a great relationship.
Yes.
Things are going well with
that. Love
that
for you.
So I, you know, I got all covers, all corners covered. My daughter, she is a junior in UMass Dartmouth.
Nice.
This is her last semester. Then next year she'll be a senior. And then I don't have to pay for her anymore. But she's doing well. She's got a side gig. She sells clothes with a friend. They do, you know, Sunday kind of
flea markets and shit. No doubt.
And, you know, my daughter's all about the vintage and cool kind of clothes.
She seems like a cool rock and roller.
Yes. They have an eye of it. They go to Savers. They go all these fucking secondhand stores and they find things
and they, like,
like 3-4 times the money.
They alter it and kind of make it their own. That kind of shit. Yeah.
Yes.
These concert tees, and not just concert tees, T-shirts we bought for $20 at Newbury Comics 25 years ago, those are going for like $500.
That's what I'm saying. That's what she gets.
Yeah.
She finds stuff like
it's
that.
Crazy.
Not necessarily. But she did tell me she made $400 last Sunday, probably on about $65 worth of clothes.
Yeah,
I probably bought the clothes because we go to Savers together a lot.
I got a fucking shelf full of old T-shirts and stuff that my wife doesn't want to get rid of. Cool old Marilyn Manson and Cradle of Filth shirts. These things are going for $500.
Tap out UFC
shirts too.
They are worth a little money
old
nowadays.
Nirvana shirts and shit.
Everything.
You know what?
As long as they're dated, you know, back then they can make. You know, throw offs.
A lot of like NFL players are that's kind of like what boosted the vintage T-shirt and clothes sales. Like, Odell Beckham Jr. shows up with like a Nirvana shirt, then everyone has to go out and get that Nirvana shirt. It's pretty cool.
And that's what, like I said, that's what she kind of does. And then she finds like, you know, these clothes from the goth side, like the Korn bands that have all the pants with the chains on and like parachute kind of pants.
Yeah.
That thing's worth like $300 for a pair of pants. She gets them for like $10.
Yep.
When she finds things, she's like, Dad.
Yep.
She comes running to me like she found like a fucking silver dollar.
It's a hustle and you gotta find it.
Gold. But she loves doing it. If you're good at it, you can pick that shit out.
Yeah.
Now I got friends that are. A message to me, hey, I'm emptying out like some, and not trying to give me junk.
Yep.
A lot of stuff has tags on it.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff's never been touched. Hey, is your daughter interested in this? And you know, my daughter's telling me, not now, Dad. No, I can't take any more. It's like I got too much.
Unless she looks at the pictures first and is like, holy shit, this thing's worth $500.
I'm getting into it. I told her, you know, I said I could go to the place and take pictures of it, and if you tell me what you're looking for, I can kind of see if they have that just to. You know, stare in the direction, and she's like, she's all right with it. I don't think she, you know, I might be cramping her style, like me coming, doing that. She's like, nah, she appreciates it.
Yeah.
She said it.
Yep.
So there's, to end this, there's the picture with Chris Motino, and Cupcakes Campbell, who will be fighting November 9th. I would imagine.
Legends.
Is that going to be the main event? It has to be. You got a former UFC fighter who is looking to back get back in the UFC. Chris is a young dude.
Yeah,
He's still young. He's still young, early 30s, if that, 32.
He looks like a young kid.
Cupcakes, older, 38, mm-hmm. late 30s. Mm-hmm. This is his last hurrah about making like a splash to, I would say, to upset a young, you know, not an up-and-coming young guy, because Chris is not that, for
sure. He's a veteran.
But somebody that's got a lot of momentum behind him, because mm-hmm. Chris has been doing nothing but finishing people. And, you know, the UFC's still looking at Chris.
Of course.
If they need a late replacement for a fight or something like that, who better than Chris, a durable motherfucker, to
yep,
come in?
Sure.
And, you know, he's got a following. So, great fight. Congratulations,
also,
Cage Titans.
Cupcakes is like Mr. Cage Titans, you know what I mean? He does commentary, does in-ring interviews. Yeah. He's that, you know. He's a face of Cage Titans. So.
Well, Cage Titans, you know, with Tommy fighting that night, if you need an extra guy to come in and interview fighters after, you know, before the main events, because I know Mike Paul there does
that. You
said
Tommy fighting.
Before Cupcakes and,
Chris
fight. I'll volunteer to come in, dress up, and
you would kill that shit,
and,
dude.
You know, talk to some fighters. A lot of them don't know who I am anymore. You know what
so
I mean?
Perfect.
So that'd be cool.
You might not get beat up.
They don't like, you know, a lot of them don't know who I am to not like me.
Exactly.
So, and you know, if there's a fighter that doesn't like me, you know, someone else can always go in there and interview him, like Andy or Mike or something
or
like
Richie
that.
And
we
shit,
can work
all
together.
These people,
so,
Nick.
You know, I think, you know, I shaved. I think I'm going to shave all this off again one more time. I don't know. See what else. Maybe.
Do it. It always comes back.
Maybe I'll dress more on the podcast, act like I...
Yeah, wear a suit in here and shit. I'll be like,
but anyway, I don't know. You know, to tell you the truth, Tommy, I don't know if I would want to do that.
On the podcast.
I want to potty, kind of, when
yeah,
I'm at the
yeah,
fight,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And
you got to find that mix.
And also, I don't know if I can hold off from the F-bombs. And I think Cage Titans understands that.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
If you're in-ring or doing play-by-play.
But I have done pre-shows for them. I forgot about that.
I think if you and I did like some play-by-play shit... you know, F-bombs aside.
Just a sidekick, throw us in for one fight?
Yeah.
Me and Tommy?
Yeah, practice.
Just to talk about, not practice, just throw us in there to, like,
not practice, us.
Hey, special commentators, we got Steve and Tommy from the Room podcast. There's going to be a lot of bleeps in this fight.
Yeah, yeah. These guys are idiots.
Enjoy
it,
because they have no idea what the fuck's going on. How about that?
That would
be
amazing. And so many people would tune in.
Just one fight.
Yes. One fight per fucking season.
That would be great, Tommy. Let's pitch that, Tommy. Anyone watching...
Yeah, only the fucking owner of fucking Cage Titans, probably.
Joe Penfield.
Nice.
From fucking, oh my God, the potty, saying he wants to come in and grab some beers. That means
Anytime, Joe.
Joe, I'm still you're still invited to that that macaroni, that Italian dinner I'm gonna cook. Just it's gonna be at my girlfriend's house this time, because you know, it will double date. We'll have you and your wife and come over to me and my girlfriend's house, and I'll cook you a great meal, just if you're in New England fighting. But other than that, Joe, I've been in Florida a couple of times this summer. First time flying in over 20 years. I went to Florida twice with my girl. She has timeshare. She treated me.
How was that? Nice.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Good
I mean,
beach.
It hard for me because I don't fly and I'm not used to vacations.
Flying's like, a pain in the ass no matter what.
I'm not used to having like 4 or 5 days off in a row. Like,
sure.
I'm a kind of long weekend guy, vacation guy.
Yeah. After a couple of days, you're like getting itchy.
I want to lay in the hotel, or I want to just drink and not do anything. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to see anyone. I got to get out of that. But my girlfriend did get me to Florida twice. And I just want to say, Joe, I was at Daytona. I was at where is Disney World? Orlando. And then we were at I can't think of it. It's my girlfriend's one of her Vero Beach we're at, which is a nice laid back one.
I don't know.
But we're going to be going to Florida a lot next year, because her son works for Disney. He lives there. She has a timeshare. So Joe Penfield, the potty, will definitely hook up in Florida over the next summer or late summer.
I'm laughing at the way you said that. Florida.
Lars Boreson has joined the chat saying
Lars.
What's up. We are getting out of here now. It's 9:06. We're in an hour, Tommy.
People are partying with us, though. They want to see
you.
You know, they're
right
glad
now.
To see
it's
you.
Fucking great, man.
Yeah, everyone's glad to see us.
But
Glad to see all you guys.
Now Joe Pennyfield's wife's on. Fucking the merrier. Let's talk for 5 more minutes. Yeah, but anyway,
you guys gonna go down to Florida and have a fucking
next summer we'll be down Florida.
The swinger
also,
resorts and shit.
If Joe is coming back for Case Titans, even though he's always welcome here. But, I miss him. Don't you miss the party?
Yeah, he's always a party.
Fighting for Joe's Jose. What the fuck's his name?
Masvidal.
Masvidal. Yep. A few times had a couple of great wins.
Bare knuckle.
Now Randy Costa is going to fight for them, and also Peter Barrett.
And Peter's fighting fucking Charles Rosa, right?
Yes.
Yes. Crazy.
What about, is it Charles Rosa? Probably.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it was someone. What about, did you see Joe Giannetti? Does he have a fight lined up? I thought I saw him, but he's got me blocked on Facebook.
I don't know if I saw that.
I think he said he has something coming up.
I don't think he has me blocked. I don't think.
And it's not Case Titans because, as we know, his last his last speech in the Cage Titans cage was saying this: he'll never fight for Cage Titans again.
Really? Warning, he said that? I was there. Alert. Yeah, right. I agree.
I don't know why he said that. Probably because I don't know.
Maybe because of you. No,
never because of me. No. You know, I've never scared anyone away from George.
Nope.
You
know, and that fizzled out anyway.
Fucking pushed a couple of media guys out of the fucking way, but never a fighter. I've got under their skin that they probably lost a fight or two because of me. Which I feel
doable.
Very happy about that.
Yeah, yeah, good. Sometimes you gotta
give
pay
me
the
evil
pipe
eye.
Up.
Evil eye.
You are Italian.
Saul Almeida against Kevin Lee. Travis Lozotte just mentioned that. That's going to be on Masvidal's card also.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Oh, my God. Yep. Saul Almeida is going to die in there. Yeah. He's going to fucking die. I'm sorry. You're going to die in there.
Yeah, Kevin Lee is no joke.
Oh, my God.
Especially bare knuckle.
Why? Oh, I know why. It's a paycheck. It's pretty good paycheck, too.
And that's a big organization right now.
It damn is.
Yep.
It damn is.
I love that shit.
So I can't get on him. He's making money. But you're going to die. That's all I'm saying. Kevin Lee's a fucking animal. Mm-hmm. Animal.
Yep. He's jacked.
That's all Tommy had. He's jacked. What does that mean?
He's strong.
Are you just going along with me adding that to my?
No.
Or is that
your
opinion?
Well, I kind of add it on, but he's a physical specimen.
And they don't test it, man, like the UFC.
Perfect.
Those guys are fucking juicing to the gills.
Yeah, cocaine,
you know?
All that
I don't want to, like, condemn them, but come on. Taking a little something.
Drugs and alcohol, something. Man. All about it.
I mean, what's the physiques compared to the last fight?
Speaking of,
you know what I mean?
McMahon.
Now, watch them in this fight. Compared to their last fight. But the regional circuit, they don't test for that either, I don't think. Like, Cage Titans doesn't test for steroids. It is maybe CES. Only,
you telling me this guy's not on steroids?
Only CES tests for steroids and drugs if they want that fight to be overturned.
Okay.
And I don't think anyone else really tests for anything other than, hard drugs or
kind of like when you're on the job.
Like, you can't be on crystal meth walking into the cage, but maybe you can out of some of the fights I've seen.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
locally,
some of these guys.
Like Vermont and sometimes Maine.
Sometimes these Maine fucks.
Sometimes Maine have some crystal meth fucking fighters in there.
That's Maine for you. I know. I know some fucking Jeff Clark knows about that.
Jeff and Lars. Some of them getting out of their fucking pickups in the parking lot before their fights, man. Fucking.
How do you think they win?
See them without their mouth guard. How many teeth they have?
They're not even wearing a mouth guard. They don't even need to. Now we're going to get in trouble. It's getting late.
2.5 bears in, folks. All right, Travis Lozotte. Travis Lozotte is giving us the goods here. Travis Lee fights this weekend in Michigan and has already booked for Game Bread in November.
Okay.
So he's pretty confident, and he also needs money. But Kevin Lee, What was Kevin Lee's last fight? I think he lost in Game Brand. Someone knocked him the fuck out, which is hard to do.
Did he? I thought this was his first.
No, he fought. It could have been PFL, but he lost a couple in a row.
Yeah, and Kevin UFC. Lee. And then,
I want to say PFL or the Bellator, whatever the hell's going on over there.
I thought it was UFC because he got cut and then he came back and then I think he lost. But I don't know. I'm just kind of fucking bullshitting.
You could be right.
Yeah.
He could have came back from one UFC fight and got slaughtered, and they cut him.
Yeah,
you could be right, Tommy.
I think so,
all right, Tommy, we got to get out of here.
Let's do the thing.
But good show.
Always good, brother.
A lot of people tuned in tonight.
Yeah, man. They miss us when we're not
I
here.
I know. My God. Why? Why all these people? Yeah, we haven't been here in a while.
Because we're cool.
And I think we started talking dirt tonight a little bit. We, you know, we went into a little thing. I think that's why talking. Lars Boreson came up. Yeah. What's up? I got to say, Lars, you know, is Travis Lars.
Yep.
Jeff Clark, they're on Messenger, Facebook Messenger chat with me, a very personable, a very funny one that we can be ourselves and just talk about anything. And we do get a lot of info from each other around the fighting community together. So we share a lot of funny shit and we hold back a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know, this show could become fun if, you know, we really did get down to some of the dirt we did talk about, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If that fucking thread got released, you'd be canceled in a heartbeat.
What thread?
That group chat.
Oh, well, yeah, we would be. There's a lot of bad things on there. But there's also a lot of bad things on Instagram and Facebook stories that we could, you know, screenshot and show, but we won't
do
that.
Do.
You're right. But, all right, Travis Lazard. Yeah. We're going to leave off with Travis's last comment.
Words of
wisdom.
I
talked to the promoter in Michigan, and he confirmed he was double booked because he is pretty confident. Yeah, Kevin Lee is pretty confident he's going to be Saul Almeida. You know,
watch, he'll lose both those fights now.
Imagine Saul like chokes him out. You remember fucking, what's his name? Who's the dude that choked out fucking Saul's cousin at Neff?
No.
The black dude. Everyone's commenting on my friggin' YouTube about it. Conor Berry interviewed him too. He's like 16 and 107.
I don't know.
Fuck, I can't think of his name. Gene. They bring him in for all the fights if they need a late opponent. Yeah. All right, we gotta go. But somebody, somebody, answer me on that. I know you know. So with that said, everyone, thank you for tuning in. We will be back next week.
We will.
Maybe we'll be talking to Angel Valdina next week.
And then the next week after that, I won't be here on Wednesday.
Anyone wants to come co-host too, we have that available. You want to come in the following Wednesday to co-host, or maybe we'll set up Jeff Clark can call in.
Fuck yeah.
From his media room in Maine.
Those cowboy hat. You guys can get
My new one. We can go in as
just wearing only cowboy hats.
That's
completely
it.
Nude.
Fucking no shirt. Yeah. Shit like that. Maybe we'll see what happens. But you'll be back next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So next week we'll have some news. Angel Valdina. We'll find out if Kevin Lee destroyed his man this weekend. We can talk about that.
Maybe some more Cage Titans card.
Yeah, Cage Titans. It will be this Table Titans will be this Monday. Yeah. I'm sure Mike Pulvier is going to talk a lot. And we did announce tonight that Tommy and I will be at Cage Titans 68. I will probably be taking my girlfriend to a fight for the first time. She's never been to fights. And what a fight card to take her to, the Cage Titans. I mean, what's right. better to experience your first show than that?
If she's into it, she'll love it. She might be a little scared.
She's a nurse, so she understands pain and blood.
Maybe she could be on the clock and help
someone. She doesn't want to do that. Believe me. Believe me. If someone passes out and chokes in front of her, she doesn't want to be known.
She's
going to
run away. She's going to say, I'm not a nurse.
She doesn't want to know anyone knows she's a nurse.
Good.
So she's done with that. You know what I mean? With that said, Tommy, anything you want to leave off with before we get out of here?
See you next week.
Anyway, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We don't, I don't think we go much more than that. We do have a TikTok and Twitter, but we don't do much on there. Also, like Tommy and I mentioned, I am in a band now, so you're going to be seeing a lot of that in the next 2.5 months. I'm not going to be flooding the airwaves, but I will appreciate when we do have our first or second show you guys can come out and check it out because, it's going to be a pretty special thing for me not playing in front of a crowd, drums, like a real crowd and a real band for over 20 years.
Fuck yeah.
See what I was doing when I was in my, early 20s and to be an entertaining band and come on out, support me. I will let you know when it's happening. I would say, probably... Early Christmas time,
maybe
New Year's time,
year,
New Year's time. We'll be rocking the winter around here. Okay. So,
and a lot of places love like bands like that. You know what I mean? Like
that
you
kind
say,
of stuff.
You go
yeah.
out and see bands. Yeah. I'm always every time I go out, there's a band, and if they suck, I'll fucking leave the place.
Yeah, we're more, you know, that classic rock, yeah. You know, easy listening dance band. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to be throwing in a little, you know, we got a little Judas Priest, but, you know, they got a couple of danceable songs.
That's the shit. We're talking
Same thing with AC/DC. They got a couple of danceable songs that we're going to be throwing in there. Nothing really hard, but we will be throwing in there a twist every so often.
Yep.
Of maybe throw in some Black Sabbath song in there, War Pigs or something like that, doing it our own way.
That's my shit.
You know what I mean?
I was saying how I didn't like the 80s hair bands. Fucking Priest, the best. Iron Maiden, the best. Those are the 80s shits that I love. Metallica.
You know, throw a Metallica song in there, you know, at the Sandman or, you know,
amazing.
To Whom the Bell Tolls, something like that. Throw that in there.
Yep. And Lars is not the best drummer, so you could definitely do that.
Oh, I can definitely do that. Yeah, that's right up my ballpark. Thanks for the. You know, telling everyone I suck, Tommy.
But I did not.
With that said, thank you so much for tuning in. We had a good turnout tonight. Like I said, you want to be in the show, live show on Wednesdays. I'm not doing any, you know, pre-recorded interviews. We're only doing live podcasts. But you want to do a live podcast another night, Tommy, or another host out there wants to come on. You'll never replace Tommy, but... You know, someone wants to come down another night, a musician or something, wants to just talk music, or, you know, you want to come down, can't make it on a Wednesday, can't call in on Wednesday, we can accommodate and switch a night or figure something
out.
Make
it work.
Let us know, man. We're not going to reach out to you. That's not what I do anymore. I'm over that. With that said, thank you so much, people. Love you.
Good night.
Bye. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Wednesday, 8 o'clock.